Ever scribbled an idea down or jotted some thoughts on a paper? Ever felt like you've got more to give? More imagination, more creativity, more innovation. Brighterminds.org is a creative platform with over 500 courses made especially for bright minds like you. Sign up today and get your first month free. Brighterminds.org. More imagination, more creativity, more innovation. Your perfect match is definitely red. The new Marilyn Monroe lipstick collection. Four reds inspired by the ultimate icon. Four iconic red shades, one perfect match for you. From Max Factor, the makeup of makeup artists. Harsh sun, cold wind, and pollution can make all skin sensitive. That's why Simple is made to be kind and gentle on the skin. Simple, the sensitive skin expert.
You think we get on? Him and me? I hate him even more than you. I mean, yes, you're like any physically odd man, talking too much, strange gestures, yapping away. It does get annoying. But essentially, you're harmless. He, on the other hand, he's a fucking predator. He's hard and fast and incredibly selfish. He runs marathons, for God's sake, so he can sleep with charity workers. And he's in fact desperate to sleep with me, which I don't want to do. I mean, not that I wouldn't. Have you seen his torso? He's built like a shit house. But unfortunately for me and Tony, I can't sleep with him because of my problem that we discussed earlier.
George, night time is for sleeping, not playing. I can tell you a bedtime story. Once upon a time, there was a little pig. His name was Georgie Pig, and he was off to make his fortune. Soon, he came to a forest. Do you like this story, Georgie? Inside the forest, there was a little house, and inside the house was a bowl of porridge. Georgie Pig was very hungry, so he ate it up. Yum, yum, yum. But just as he finished, Baby Bear walked in and said, "Oi, did you eat my porridge? That's magic porridge, and it will make you go very big." And then Georgie Pig started to grow, and he grew, and he grew, and he grew until he was taller than all the trees in the forest. The end. Are you sleepy, Georgie?
Forgive me, for I have been selfish. I have devoured your heart. I have devoured the beat to which it played. Forgive me, for I have been ignorant. I played the strings of your soul harmonizing to the weeping sound it made. Forgive me for knowing the direction, but asking for a map. Forgive me for leading you on. The safe path indeed led to an inevitable trap. I foresaw the ending, even before you begged to give it one more try. My mind was made up. Our love faded as fast as the sun devours the midnight sky. And although the sun reappears after the moon surrenders its night, there was no light to be celebrated after this imminent fight. I was a desperate soul roaming for our love now lost. Lies, I was searching for an escape. Imprisoned by the memories accumulated, madness eventually took its ideal shape. And now I am stained. Stained in your heartache. Stained in red. A scarlet reminder of our love and two lovers' deathbed.